You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful, so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. I want to talk about the difference between using the, T-H-E, and using my, M-Y, and the difference between owning and experiencing. Now, I've said many times before how important words are, and we blab, 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 and don't always pay attention to what we're saying. We don't deliberately or mindfully use words. We just kind of, just dump them out. Sometimes they never even go by our brain. So a friend of mine texted me today and has been given a cancer diagnosis. And one of my first things that I said, besides, oh, crap, was, don't own the disease. Never refer to my cancer. Never put the personal pronoun of my in front of cancer. When you talk about it or think about it, think in terms of the cancer experience rather than the cancer that I am owning. So you can, because for X number of years, you didn't have the cancer experience. Now you're having a cancer experience. That's all it is. I don't mean to minimize it because I've had it and I've had to go through all that fear and trepidation and chemo and radiation and all of that. So I'm not minimizing it. But I don't experience cancer today. I experienced it, yes. I experienced high school proms as well. So when you begin to put your head in a space of whatever you're going through is an experience, I can more easily dismiss the word my in front of the negative experiences. You don't want to own that's who you are. When we're created perfect, whole, and complete. When you break your arm was complete, perfect, whole, and complete. It's not broken today. It was broken in fourth grade or whatever it was. That was an experience. Okay, another person contacted me today and said that, you know, we all take stuff for granted. Oh my gosh, isn't that the truth? And all of a sudden, her ability to use her hand was kind of frozen. And so she sought medical advice. And they said, oh, this is a long-term injury. It's not something temporary. Well, what I do with that kind of information from doctors, I don't go into denial, but what I do say is, okay, doc, you handle the medical, and I'm going to handle the spiritual. I'm going to work behind the scenes or on the invisible plane. And so when I had the experience of having 8-9 months of cancer and all the trimmings that go with that, that's exactly what I said to the doctors. I wasn't going to deny it. I wasn't going to say, oh, you know, like if they say, oh, you have the measles, I'm not going to look at the red bumps on my body and say, oh, I do not have the measles. But I will deny the existence of it taking over my body forever and ever, amen. It is simply an experience, okay? During that experience, I pulled out the stops. I told everybody I knew and asked them to pray for me. So my Buddhist friends were chanting. My Reiki friends were sending healing energy. My Christian friends were praying for me. The physical healers were laying hands on me. I mean, you betcha. However you connected with your spiritual path, I wanted you to remember me on that. I remember one time in the grocery store, I was checking out and I had this kind of childlike pink ribbon tattooed on my forehead. Not a real tattoo, you understand, because I'm too afraid of that. Those of you with tattoos are very courageous. But this was one of the children's stick-on temporary tattoos. I forgot I even had it on my head. And by this time, I was going around bald because I just couldn't do it. I had tried a wig, and I felt like I had a dead animal on my head. I just couldn't do it. And so I thought, why am I making myself look normal when it just makes you feel better? And so anyway, I went around with bald head and had this tattoo on my head. And the lady checking me out at the grocery store very timidly looked at me and said, "You have cancer?" And I said, "Yes, I'm going through cancer treatment, cancer experience." She said, "May I pray for you?" I said, "Oh, you sure can. My name is Jeannie. Remember that. You betcha you can." So I did Western medicine, of course. I did Eastern medicine as well. And you got to face the music and take care of yourself the best way that people recommend. Get second and third and fourth opinions if you need to. But just don't own all that negativity. Let's say you broke your toe. "Oh, my toe is broken." Well, this toe is broken. My big toe is broken currently, but not, it's an experience. And that's all there is. Now, the idea of experiencing and owning is not something we normally think about, or using the pronoun my instead of for some things, but using the instead of my, really does relate to whether you're owning an experience or whether you're just experiencing the experience. I don't know whether anything I've said today is in any way helpful, but as a matter of fact, it was not what I was going to talk about today. But because of these two things that happened this morning, before I even got to the microphone, it conjured up this conflict in pronouns and experiences versus owning. So I just thought somebody must need to hear this. So I hope that you're listening either now or you listen in the future. And I hope this has helped you think about the words you want to claim. And that my time is up. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.